Hello and welcome to the Magical Midlife Podcast, where you get a refreshing, uplifting and optimistic perspective on life in your 40s and 50s. I'm your host, Lindsay DeSwart, and I'm delighted that you've joined us here today. So let's jump right in. Welcome, welcome, Annis. I'm so delighted that you are on the show with me today. Thank you. It's been a very long time since we connected, because we first connected probably a few years ago when I just started the podcast, and it just wasn't the right time for us to be speaking and doing an interview. But oh, how much has changed since then.
No, for both of us.
I know. So I'm like, so delighted that we can connect today, and I would love to hear about your, what you've done, what you were doing before, what you're doing now, and what's changed. So Annis, let me hand it over to you, and then I'm just going to chip in with questions as I always do.
Okay. So my name is Annis Fender. I am a transformation coach for women. I have a very strong background in yoga therapy. I'm a master Reiki healer, angelic Reiki healer. I'm aromatherapist. So I include everything that I have learned in a really holistic package for my clients, because I realized that that's what I needed to be, not the professional stuff, but the use of all the holistic stuff. That's what I realized I needed to be and to do in order to change my life, because my life was not great before, you know. So that's basically me.
Fantastic. Okay, so why don't you give us a before and now picture, because that's quite significant transformation.
Yes. So I was stuck. I was married for 26 years. I lived in London, which I didn't particularly like. And I was stuck in a very, very unhappy marriage, which became increasingly emotionally abusive.
Right.
And it got to the point that, you know, and I kind of like, I've been to various lawyers, and I've been trying to get out of it, and they weren't helpful, you know. It's like, because like, it was a situation which would have been a little bit dangerous if I tried to leave, at least for me. So I on the day, like, I had been to these lawyers, and then one day I got a phone call from a woman who said, like a fellow mum at the school, who said, did you know that your daughter has taken an overdose of paracetamol? She was upstairs. And I had already found her, and I'd noticed something was wrong with her, and I'd given her chocolate and she vomited, and she said, oh, I'm lactose intolerant, and da, 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 da. So we ended up going to hospital, and the truth came out. I mean, like, the emotional abuse that she had been suffering, this was also in COVID, was just too much for her. So she couldn't.
Wow.
You know, it was really horrible. So, however, in the beautiful way as the universe works, the woman who had called the mother was the mother of a girl who my daughter texted, saying, like, I've taken these paracetamol. So I got her number, and I like thanked her, and she said, you know, I'm a family lawyer. And I was like, let's meet.
Oh, wow.
And we met. So we couldn't leave hospital. Social services became involved, and they said, like, well, you can't leave the hospital until he's out of the house. He has to be out of the house until at least Monday. My husband was very surprised, you know, and acted completely like, what? I don't know what's going on. But like, he had to comply to it, because social services and whatever powers else there were got involved. I met her on a Monday. I told her my story. And she said, so you want to divorce him? And I was like, yes. And she said, do you ever want to see him again? And I said, no. And she said, I can make that happen.
Wow.
I mean, no one had ever said that. No one had ever said that. And so I had 20 quid in my bank account in that moment. And she said, I charge £280 per hour plus VAT. So that's £320 per hour. And I heard myself say, okay. You know,
that inner guidance
for the coffee.
Yeah, the guidance and the
trust for the coffee. Do you know what? It was from there onwards. You know, it's just it hasn't been a smooth ride. Quite the opposite, because my daughter became very ill. She was so ill. She was in DBT, dialectical behavior therapy, which is for children who really are at a in danger of losing their lives.
Wow.
You know, it was a 2-year journey. It was a very acrimonious divorce, and I had gone through it, and I, you know, like with my like listening to what I needed to listen to, because I became increasingly intuitive because I realized I'd been almost brainwashed before. Mm-hmm. And not on purpose. It's just something that happens when you are in that kind of situation or that kind of marriage. And also by having such a rigorous daily habit, I love myself, I am frigging amazing routine, that I know 100% that that's what got me through. That got me through the fear, because, you know, they always say everything you want is on the other side of fear. But actually, very often people don't, they're just fearful,
yeah.
You know. So by starting with loving yourself first, that's actually a way of getting through that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So in the end, I figured out what I wanted. Because, you know, like you're like everything is overwhelming when you're in a divorce, you know, like everyone wants a piece of everything. I thought we had to sell the house in France, our holiday home. You know, and then one day I went like, well, why would I sell it? I love it there. You know, so like I knew what I wanted and then I could fight for it. You know, I figured out what I wanted. I looked after myself and I fought for it. And here I am now.
And you're living in France, aren't you?
And I live in France now. I left London. And, you know, like looking back on it, I mean, I really seemingly I had it all. You know, I had a good looking, very successful husband. I had the holiday home in France, the 2 girls at private school. It was awful. You know, I cried every day. You know,
isn't
now
it fascinating how that happens?
And it's all behind closed doors.
Yeah.
You know, and even if it's seen in glimpses, people don't interfere, obviously.
No, and funny enough, if people knew that, they know the top line story, most people would be intimidated going, well, you know, she's got everything anyway. How would she appreciate my problems? Because you appear to have everything.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, I mean, this is one of the things that I really am an advocate for today. It's like that we as women, we have to start lifting each other up. We have to expand each other. We have to say, well, whatever you do is amazing. If you're successful, I love that. And if you are richer than me, fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, like not go, oh, well, like she already has everything. Oh, like I'm going to be boring, you know.
And yeah,
then,
yeah.
Because it goes the other way. Because then they go like, well, you know, she's got everything. She doesn't really work, you know. She doesn't have to work. She can volunteer. You know, and it all becomes like negatively tinged, and it shouldn't be.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Lift each other up. I mean, I guess that was probably one of the, that was the original, the original intention behind the podcast was I'm so inspired by so many women I meet and how can I learn from them? How can we share ideas? How can we support each other? And the other thing I did is I did a women's mastermind. And when I walked into the room, so there are 12 women in the group from all around the world. And when I walked into that room, I was so intimidated by the women who were there. And after working with them together for a year, I was a different person because I learned so much from them and gained so much from their friendship. It was unbelievable because there was no competition in the room. And I think that was the difference.
That's how it should be. Yeah,
exactly. It gave me a window to see how women can be when the intention is right. And it's not coming from, as you said, the fear base. It's not coming from that anymore.
And, you know, I did a very similar thing. I got myself a business mentor and she was like a spiritual business mentor. And I was in a group of women, similar thing. But when I made the decision, because I was looking for a business mentor, because I'm bad at business. I'm very creative, but I don't know how to run a business. And so she said to me, like, I came across it on Instagram and I, like, I did a 5-day course. It was such good content. And I was like, wow, if she gives me that for free.
Yeah.
I had a call with her and I went like, all right, like, well, you know, I have the money. It was like something like 10,000 £1,000, you know? And I was like, but it's also all the money I have. And she just said that. And I thought, good, she didn't make it cheaper, because then she would have thought it's not great. So I made the decision there and then. I said, all right, I'm gonna go for it. And I told my friend the next day. And she looked at me, because I was so excited.
Just yeah, like, yeah, I bet, yeah.
And she was like, oh, Anis, you gave £10,000 to a woman on Instagram? She was horrified. You know? I was like, didn't I just hear what I told you? You know, it's like, this is going to be amazing. And I remember we had a day, there was like a sort of like wellness day together with her. And everyone who was on this course, there were about 20 women. In my intake, we were only three, but like, there were about 20 women. And she started with dancing and with some shamanic rituals and stuff. And part of me had my husband in my ear going like, oh God, look at the bunch of idiots, you know, like, oh, they think they make a difference to the world. And then I went like, fuck off.
Yeah.
You know, really. It's like, F off.
Yeah.
No, this is the way how it should be. You know, we should be able to just celebrate and loosen up and be able to meditate together. And then, because that's the female way.
It is.
You know, we do it in a soft and rounded way, not the, right, my goal, this, A, B, C, you know. You need a bit of that, but...
Yeah, that whole linear thing, it's the linear, because I can't remember who told me, but it was ages ago. So this whole thing about grounding your feet just on the grass, and the house that I've rented in England has this tiny little garden, and it's a patch of grass. And it was so important to me to have some grass when I found a house to rent, because I was like, I need that. I know I need that. My soul needs it. And obviously nowhere near the setup that I had in Canada, which was blinking acres of grass. This is like a tiny bit of grass. But I was like, it's enough grass that I can stand on it. And as it happens, I'm under the trees. And I remember somebody saying to me one time, the female way is to stand on the grass and let your roots grow down and to feel. The male way is to go for a walk on the grass. And the two are different.
Is that true? I do that unless it's winter, because like, then it becomes a bit cold. Then I said, walk. But I just stand on the grass and.
But and I just found it
smell the grass, I suppose.
Interesting way of seeing the two differences. Absolutely, is going for a walk barefoot on the grass beneficial? Yeah, of course it is. But it's a completely different experience than just standing on the grass and feeling.
I think so.
Yeah,
I mean, both have benefits. Obviously, you know, if you don't do anything, go and walk on the grass. You know, but yeah, because I find that, I mean, I do 1,000 little things like that. And I get a lot of, you know, so when I talk about, you know, you have like people who sort of comment on TikTok and Instagram. And there's like a lot of doubt that comes in. Like, well, how can that make a difference?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I don't really know how, but I know that everyone who has everything they want do all of that.
Yes.
You know, they clearly go hand in hand, those two.
Yeah.
You know, because otherwise, like if you, let's say if abundance and money is your thing, you can be abundant and rich and be really, really stressed out. You know, like there's so many CEOs who have heart attacks, you know, but the ones who don't have heart attacks are the ones who spend time with their family, who do the thing, who use essential oils, who, yeah, just are spiritual. You know.
Yeah, absolutely. And it comes right back into that whole thing about you have to take care of yourself. And for me, that's all about, you know, body, mind, soul and spirit. You can't just do one or the other.
No, you can't. Because, see, like we have in our culture, we have this very weird idea that, so like this is us, the head. And then if we just look after that one, you know, give it like reasonably good food and like exercise a bit, we'll be fine.
We look after our meat suit, as they say.
Yeah, you know. But in truth, for example, trauma is very often stored in the lower part of the body.
Mm-hmm.
That's why a lot of parents who've lost a child, right? A lot of them smoke. And you know why? Because because in grief, you stop breathing properly. So you become this chest breather, but your body really needs to have a. So when they need a break, they end up and this is not just, this is just a demographic I have come across and worked with. So like this obviously is the same for other people as well. When they have a fag, they sit there and just for this once, they're managed, excuse the dog, it'll take about a minute. Just for this once, they're managed to get a really deep breath. And that ends up being the only time they ever get to breathe properly when they smoke. Because otherwise,
I can believe it. Of all the hypnotherapy people that I worked with for smoking, same thing. They're smoking, when we looked into the behavior and the triggers for it, their smoking actually allowed them time, A, for quiet, B, for breathing.
Yeah.
It's true. So true.
Yeah, it's interesting. So we store everything in the body in different places. It's like, it's reflected in the, you know, it's reflected in our language, you know, carrying the burden of the world on your shoulders. You know, if you have worry, then you very often have a neck tense. If you're stressed, you get lower back pain. You know, it's very often I found that when there's like an inflammatory response, and if people have lower back pain, very often they also have hay fever. The hay fever gets really bad.
Really?
You know, because it's just, you know, like it all works together. Everything works together. You know, that's why people who just want to diet will not lose their weight. People who just want to stop smoking, they're always going to be hankering after a cigarette. You have to change everything.
Yeah, absolutely. So when I think we first spoke, I think you were doing essential oils and yoga. How has your practice now changed? Because obviously you're still doing all of those, but how else has the practice changed? Because I know mine, I incorporated yoga probably about 18 months ago, and I can't actually imagine life without yoga now.
Yeah.
It's
absolutely
foundational.
So for me, I actually, when we first met, I was already working on my course, I think, because I try to have a course called Radiant Life that sort of like puts everything together. And the thing that started my change were essential oils, right? Because I got across these essential oils and a group of women who all loved them, I think it's like an MLM, but I didn't do the MLM part. I just love the essential oils. Mm-hmm. And essential oils change your vibration. Now, you can be cynical about vibrations and frequencies, but it is a fact. You know, it's just pure physics. You know, my table is vibrating. Everything is vibrating. Mm. So the higher the frequency, the higher your well-being. You know, the moment you drink a cup of coffee, your frequency already goes like to the lowest. You know, like I'm a big coffee fan, but you know, it lowers the frequency. So essential oils really raise your frequency. And for me, that was the beginning that because I had them everywhere, and I really didn't know what I was doing. I just had them everywhere. You know, and I had them, you know, I diffused them. I put them on my kids' necks in the morning, you know, Wonder Woman, just go to school, don't get ill, you know, that kind of thing. And with that higher vibration came a much better yoga practice, because if you're a yoga teacher, it's very easy to just practice when you teach. Mm. And in my case, I'm a yoga therapist. I don't even practice. I help other people move, you know, if they're very ill. So I don't even. So my yoga practice became much, much stronger. My sense of well-being became stronger. And then with that, all of a sudden, I started drinking less alcohol, because I just got really bored being drunk, you know. And then that life I lived, like the English life, going to the pub, you know, it was just like, I'm bored with it. Mm. So I didn't do that anymore. And then I found other friends, you know, and then I found, you know, it was like a step-by-step thing. And it happened over a period of a few years. And because I was in the situation where I had to go through the divorce, I couldn't work very much in that time because my daughter was so ill. So I had a lot of time for self-development. Mm-hmm. So I have combined other things into my yoga practice. So I'm a massive Qigong fan. You know, I can't say that I know a lot about it, but I have incorporated like all the tapping and the, you know, like the body movement. I mean, if you just do this, you know, and then sort of like shake your hands, you're like, ooh, I'm a bit more awake now.
Yeah, it makes a difference.
So there's a ton of things that I do, you know, but the way to continue with it is like, I actually have to make a little routine. because sometimes I need to look what I've forgotten.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You know,
but you're very much into proper breathing now, aren't you? Like really healthy breathing.
Yes, I did. So I was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder.
Mm-hmm.
With everything. So last year in February, and as they say, when you're ready, the teacher will appear.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
My teacher was Brian Kelly. He gave a Breath Masters. He had a freebie going, and I was like, "All right, I'm going to do a freebie." You know, it's like something new.
Yeah.
And I did the breathwork session. Oh my god! You know, I'd been in talk therapy and all the rest of it, but it was actually my second aha experience. I did the first time with yoga therapy. It was like a knot had been undone.
Mm-hmm.
The panic had disappeared. I still needed work, but I could, for lack of a better word, I could breathe again. You know, it's like I wasn't so frightened, and so I signed up immediately because I'm autistic and I have ADHD, so like I get very obsessed, and so I signed up to do the training immediately.
Right.
You know, when like from that moment, it's like I've got a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like it's the icing on the cake. You still need to do everything else, but for immediate deep release, this is like, wow, you know.
Yeah, it's a really effective
tool. Life-changing. Yeah.
Fantastic. Wow. And so the sort of work that you do now with women, because I've seen that you've done online stuff on Instagram, but then you've also done retreats and things at the house in France, aren't you?
Yes. So My main work, because I live so remote, you know, after London, I mean, like all my friends were like, "You're crazy!
Yeah,
there's nothing there,
nowhere."
But you know, I can always. It's 2 hours from Paris, so you know, it's easily done. But so because of the nature of my work, I cannot have a lot of people here at all times, and I really do have a very strong message. And what I've done is I changed my course I do coaching, obviously one-on-one coaching, and I do breathwork training. But my main work, what I try to do is I try and get women together, because you can, you know, like some people need to work one-on-one with you. But I believe that most women actually benefit more on working together.
Yeah.
You know, so
I agree.
I put all my experience, all the things that I did by trial and error, I put them all together into one package, and then I support that with a weekly coaching call. And then I set them off into little groups where they, you know, they have accountability buddies and stuff, you know. So like you just, well, did you drink your glass of water this morning? You know, mm-hmm. Do you actually have to tell people that? I mean, hands up anyone who has a glass of water next to their bed and then gets up in the morning and puts it in the sink.
Yes, it's so true.
It's just like, what are we doing? You know, we're wasting water at the best of it.
Yeah.
So you have someone to hold your hand to help you, you know, and like some of the steps that make you feel good are so ridiculously small. I mean, make your bed.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you're one of these organized people who have, every time you walk by your bedroom, you go like, I'm one of these organized women who make their beds.
Yeah.
You know, instead of like the chaos. And so some of it is obviously deeper than that, but the daily habits that I teach are, let's just get it together and make sure that you do all the right stuff, because I hear this a lot. Yeah, but you have all that time. It's like, well, actually, I also have 24 hours every day.
Yeah, exactly. We all have the same time.
Yeah. You know, I'm a mum of two teenage girls. I, you know, have two dogs. I am working. You know, I do the retreats, I volunteer in the kitchen, you know, it's like I'm doing stuff just like you. You know, it's just, for me, the self-care is really important. And if I just get, if I could install that into every woman, that'll be my life's purpose fulfilled, you know, especially at our age, when we're told how to behave and how we should age and what we should dress. And how back pain is like, you just haven't got the energy levels, lovely, because, you know, you passed menopause. So, no,
Oh, the stories, hey? The stories that we're fed. And most of them are pure ignorance, because actually it's just nobody's really researched it. Nobody's really looked into it. I see it as a big old shakeup for it's time to actually really, truly put yourself first. And when you do, then you will start to see the difference.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the ignorance is not even just, it's not just in the medical profession, but like it's with all the women, it's with all the husbands who jump onto the joke train, you know, so like the hot flush jokes and everything, like the disrespect that happens all of a sudden. And at worst, I find it's the ignorance in the females in the medical profession. I mean, I had, when I was in the middle of my PTSD, I couldn't have a smear test. When I walked in there, I started crying. You know, and so they sort of tried, and then they were like, oh, you have a vaginal atrophy, you know, it's like dryness of the vagina. And so here's some little suppositories. And I bought them, and I came home and was like, oh, it's fucking HRT. She's giving me HRT.
Oh, really? Without even going through the whole process of what it was and what it wasn't.
So I went back and I said, look, you know, in the moment, I'm non-sexual. I'm in the middle of a divorce. I have PTSD. You haven't asked me. You didn't ask me anything about my mother, because my mother and my grandmother had blood clots. Yeah. My grandmother died of a blood clot. You know, it's like, but she just like, she was like, oh, menopause. You know, didn't work menopause. Got to be that. Let's give her, there's a fix, you know. And I knew it wasn't that because of my lifestyle. You know, because I already did all the, I don't know, just loving myself every day, you know, like the facial massages and the things. So like, I knew it's, you know, I didn't even really have menopause that badly, you know, which I also think is because of that, with all the essential oils and the, you know, everything that goes with it, something that needs to change.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. And I think we can, well, I certainly think that our generation is the first sort of, I want to say, I don't want to say cohort, because that's such a COVID related term, although it does describe it. We're the first sort of wave of women who are saying, actually, do you know what? I'm not just going to suffer with this. I'm not just going to be told that that's just your age, or that's the way it is, or, you know, this is your destiny kind of thing. And I know there's so much being talked about menopause and midlife and everything. But if we're lucky enough to get here, for goodness sakes, we may as well talk about it so that we can make it better.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, we're lucky enough to be here.
Yeah. And it's just information. You know, like, we can give this information to each other.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, we can, again, we can lift each other up. I do think that the menopause is but only a small part of it, though.
I agree.
You know,
totally.
It's like, it's just that has also been blown out of proportion. All of a sudden, you are the menopause.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you're nothing else anymore.
Yeah. No. You are a woman, and this is a phase you're going through. And by the way, you're a woman, and there is plenty of time after this. So let's make life.
Yeah. And this is really something that we've been told. It's like, we go through the menopause, and then what is there afterwards? It's like, oh my God. Old age.
Because there's no plan. That's why. Mm. It doesn't benefit society to have a plan. In other cultures, yes, it does. But in Western society, there's no plan for us to start towing the line. You know, we're not striving to make the best career. We're not raising our kids. We are giving back in a way that has never been given the kudos or taken as a thing of value that we come
It's incredible, isn't it?
Wisdom.
So I find that, I mean, like, when I lived in the UK, I know that London couldn't run with all the women stay-at-home mothers who have the time and the expertise to volunteer. I mean, like, primary schools, they're run by mothers for free, and they're all being took off for it. Oh, do gooders, no, she's one of those. And, you know, these are women who work extremely hard and also get into, like, sort of bitchiness of things, unfortunately. But they work extremely hard, and they run the school virtually by themselves, you know, so that the teachers can go on with teaching.
Yeah.
And everyone, I actually sometimes thought, like, that the middle class woman in was one of the most despised demographics.
Yeah.
Middle aged middle class woman there is. You know,
yeah, it's
like
true.
As if we are, it's really bizarre.
And this, I must admit that the whole this whole Karen philosophy drives me bloody bananas in the fact that, sorry, how long have middle-aged men been preaching their way and mansplaining? And all of a sudden, women start speaking up and, you know, standing up for what they want and insisting for what they want. And all of a sudden, they're, you know, their nickname is Karen thing. It's just like, sorry, that is just makes my blood boil. But anyway, that's another story. I just think it's yet another way that people underpin women standing up for themselves.
Yes, and, absolutely.
You know, and I don't want this podcast to be about, you know, banging on about it, but I also want it to be an awakening.
Yeah, it's part of it. I mean, like when I arrived here, I was single, you know, and I have a big old house that needs renovating. I didn't have any heating. They just saw me coming, you know, middle-aged woman, no man behind her. I mean, the quotes were just absolutely ridiculous. You know, they were three times what I knew it should cost.
Wow.
From everyone. Yeah. You know, and I was like, right, and foreigner, obviously, so that played a part in it. But it is what it is. And if you see it, I think a good way around that is to not go into aggression and try to justify yourself, but just do your own thing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Just stand in your knowledge, stand in your confidence of what feels like the right thing to do.
Yeah, because you'll never change anyone's mind.
No.
You know?
Absolutely. So, because I'm really wary of time, because as I always said on this podcast, I want it to be like a journey. It's 20 minutes going in the car one way, 20 minutes coming in the way back, in which case you get a whole podcast episode. That's my philosophy for my podcast timing. So how can people find you, Anis, and how, you know, to follow you, to work with you, whatever?
Okay, so I am on TikTok and on Instagram as at Anis Fender, like the Fender guitar, A-N-N-I-S. I also have a website, anisfender.com. I do run my course. It's a 6 weeks course, Radiant Life. Once a month, I start with a new cohort. In the moment, the next one will be at the end of October, at the time of when this is a podcast. In a moment, it'll be at the end of September. And what we do is like, it's a program that like, it's a self-learning program, how to find the time to love yourself and look after yourself. And then once a week, we meet together and we do, you know, we do breath work together. We get a coaching session. We exchange whatever we have learned. And it's a really fantastic experience. And I'd like to say that people walk out of it and go like, yeah, I can be that woman.
Fantastic. And all of your links are going to be accessible, you know, with the show notes.
Yeah, it always is there.
Okay. Super cool. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm so happy we did this, you know, like after such a long time, where we both had such a similar journey, you know, and are now in completely different countries again, because we almost would have ended up in the same country, you know, but like, no.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. If you've enjoyed the conversation, please come and leave a review. If you go to the Apple Podcasts app and scroll down to the bottom of the podcast page, and then you'll find the ratings and review section. Please invite your friends to come and listen by sharing the link. And you can join the conversation and let me know who you'd like to hear interviewed and what topics you'd like discussed over at Facebook and the Magical Midlife group. You can also find me on Instagram at Lindsay DeSwart, where the conversation will also continue. I can't wait to see you on the next episode. And once again, keep living your magical midlife.